Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 219. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We've got some important news to share about the heart and your body's ability to make the heart younger, and we'll be hearing from highly regarded fitness professional, Elisa Hillary. Elisa Hillary is a certified fitness professional. She teaches all levels of fitness and has unique experience as a group training instructor, bodyweight trainer, and fitness apps expert, in addition to being passionate about fitness and training for those of us over age 55.
Exercise has become ever more prevalent and ever more focused on in doctor's visits, in the aging process. And you hear people saying over and over again, you know, age is now just a number. People are holding and attaining fitnesses in their later years more so than they've ever done in the last 100 years. So 55-year-olds and 65-year-old people can still add muscle and still be effective and still move pretty fluidly than ever before. So it's quite incredible that if you look at exercise, it really can have so many benefits.
That, of course, is our guest, Elisa Hillary, who will join us following Fitness Friday news. We're going to answer the question, why the heart wants what the heart wants.
The Not Old Better Show Fitness Friday news.
You know, eventually it happens to everyone. As we age, even if we're healthy, the heart becomes less flexible, more stiff, and just isn't as efficient in processing oxygen as it used to be. In most people, the first signs show up in the early 50s or early 60s, and among people who don't exercise, the underlying changes can start even sooner. According to Science Daily, exercise could make the heart younger, less stiff, and more efficient. Now, doctors, health organizations, and the Surgeon General all agree that exercise is good for the heart. We know that. But the reasons why have not yet been well understood, at least until now. And now, Harvard Medical School and the Harvard Stem Cell Institute have uncovered one reason why exercise might be beneficial. It stimulates the heart to make new muscle cells, both under normal conditions. The human heart has a relatively low capacity to regenerate itself. Young adults can renew around 1% of their heart muscle cells every year, and that rate decreases with age. Considering that losing heart cells is linked to heart failure, interventions that increase new heart cell formation have potential to prevent heart failure. So, let's make our heart stronger. How do we do that? The two senior authors behind the study were Richard Lee, MD, and Anthony Rosenweig, MD, both of whom are professors of medicine at Harvard Medical School, and they agree that maintaining a healthy heart requires balancing the loss of heart muscle cells due to injury or aging with the regeneration or birth of new heart muscle cells. Dr. Rosenweig says, the study suggests exercise can help tip the balance in favor of regeneration. And Dr. Lee points out, our study shows that you might be able to make your heart younger by exercising more every day. So let's dive deeper. It's all very well to say that exercise is good for the heart. We know that. But how does that actually work? To find out, the researchers, Dr. Rosenweig and Dr. Lee, have pinpointed which biological mechanisms link exercise with increased regenerative activity in the heart. In the study, the researchers identified a specific biological pathway that is required for exercise to turn on cardiac regeneration. Again, Dr. Rosenweig says, now we need to find the signals that are sufficient to turn this pathway on. If we can turn on these pathways at just the right time in just the right people, then we can improve recovery after a heart attack. There are studies done that look at cardiovascular health, look at improvements in risk factors like high blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes, but this study specifically looked at heart function and how the heart function can improve with exercise. So let's make that heart function. Let's thrive and survive. Let's get out there and move. And remember, the heart wants what the heart wants. Save your advice.
life, cause I won't hear. You might be right, but I don't care. There's a million reasons why I should give you up, but the heart wants what it wants.
And now our interview with highly regarded fitness professional, Elisa Hillary. Elisa Hillary, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
And well, it is just a pleasure to talk to you. Of course, I know a little bit about you. I've had a chance to introduce you to our audience, but I think exercise is on everybody's mind these days. We hear it lots of different places, and I think it just constantly bears repeating, especially to my older audience, the 55 plus community. Let's talk about it specifically and get some of your recommendations about older exercise. How would you suggest to an older exerciser that they modify their workout so that they still get great conditioning, but that they're not stressing their body out to the point of just fatigue?
Absolutely. So I'm going to kind of address this in a tiered format. There's plenty of modifications, but what they have been saying is the 50s are kind of like your second act in your life. It's the time when you have a chance to decide what you want to do for once, because you finish most of the time a lot of your busy professional work. So that means whatever health you want to achieve or whatever hobbies you have, this is, I think, the time to do it. So really the question is why exercise matters more than ever right now. And why can we, and what can we do to kind of keep your golden years golden, and to keep those pressing, I guess, chronic health problems at bay. We're all going to develop them. Most of us have developed some kind of nagging back pain or knee injury by the time we're 40. So here we are with that issue, and we're looking at the 50 to 55 year olds. What I recommend is to keep your joints flexible and mobile. And how do you do that? So regular exercise prevents that. Your connective tissue around your joints from tightening and limiting your flexibility. So keep your joints flexible and mobile. Protect your spine, okay? This is really important. Back problems are very common at your age, but regular exercise will help lubricate your spinal erector, which is the muscle, you know, the muscle surrounding that, and the muscle stronger. And then you won't feel so much pain. The other issue, and I know this is one that we could go into even more in depth, is to prevent weight gain, okay? So, yes, your metabolism slows down in your 30s. And yes, this is the time a lot of us start to see the weight gaining come on. So, you know, exercise burns calories and fat and stops your body from storing it in the form of excess, you know, kind of belly or arm or rear end fat. That's kind of where most of us will end up gaining that fat. The other thing is that we need at this point more than ever to keep your muscles strong. So if you are not strength training, start today. If you don't work those muscles, they're going to weaken, and that is not going to help in you even in your later years at all. And the last thing I think I want to address with the issue is why is exercise even more important? Is it really helps maintain your energy levels. The less energy you use every day, the less energy your body produces. So the more energy you use, the more is produced. So it's important to stay active and energized and excited, because then you're burning more calories and producing more energy every day.
That's very helpful to know. And I know as a professional instructor, you like this idea of staying excited. And I think for my generation, sometimes there's a little bit of an intimidation factor in going into a gym, but there's a real social aspect and importance to group exercise. And so give us some thoughts on what the value is of kind of that social gathering in the exercise setting.
Absolutely. So there is that socialization. There's that motivation that you get, the companionship that you can find, the friendships you develop, the camaraderie, that you can see. And if you are a competitive person or were once a competitive, you know, athlete, you played, you know, college basketball or volleyball or softball, these group exercise classes can give you some of that competitiveness where, you know, they ask you to do some type of training, which is, you know, complete 10 push-ups in less than, you know, 30 seconds, you've got that, you know, you've got that goal in mind. And speaking of a push-up, that is one of the best exercises at any age. Being 15 years old or 55 year old, doing a push-up is always a doable thing. Does it have to be with your knees not touching the ground? You know, absolutely. But the social aspect, I want to circle back to that. I think there's a lot that can be gained from that. It's accountability as well. You know, people know if you're not there, people want you there. If you have a good group exercise trainer, specifically a group one, they'll be happy to see you. And they'll ask you why you weren't there the following week if you weren't there. So it's the accountability, it's the motivating aspect, it's the camaraderie, and it's also the competitiveness. It brings out the best in some, maybe the worst in others, but the best in some.
I love that answer. That's really a refreshing way to look at it. I don't think I've ever really viewed it as kind of a competitive thing, that I'm in that class, I can keep up, I want to keep up, and kind of keeping up keeps me motivated. That's a really nice way of putting it, Elisa Hillary. Thank you very much. So let's talk about, wearables are also, you know, kind of in the news these days, and fitness apps are a part of that. Are there some fitness apps that you'd recommend?
I do. I don't use one, just because from a personal standpoint in a group exercise class, the app that I would use if I wasn't training would probably be Aptiva. Aptiva is kind of the latest and greatest. It's the best for comprehensive training. And when I say comprehensive training, comprehensive training is anything from a weight room to an outdoor run, to a bike ride, to a tennis match. That's basically what I'm saying when I say comprehensive training apps. There are nutrition tracking apps. There's outdoor cardio apps. But from a comprehensive aspect where you can kind of track just about everything, Aptiva seems to be the one. It runs about $15 a month. You have access to about 2,500 audio classes with 15 trainers creating new, classes each week. So you could do, and you could do just about anything. You can do cycle, you can do a run, you can do a group exercise class. It's just drilled down. You can monitor the duration, the cardio burn. But Aptiva is the one I see and feel would work best from a comprehensive aspect.
That's super helpful. So we'll put up links to where you can find those apps that Elisa has mentioned. Mm-hmm. But Elisa, tell us, is it Aptiva, A-P-T-I-V-A?
So it's A-A. That's
A-A.
The trick.
Ah, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So it's AAPTIV.
Okay, perfect. Good. Well, thank you. So let's drill down a little further into this kind of exercise effectiveness idea and tell us what you think is kind of an optimum number of days each week that somebody over age 55 should really focus on exercising.
Okay. The answer can vary. Depending on where your starting point is. If you've worked out your whole life and you've been training and doing some form of fitness, I would say 6 to 7 days a week is not unreasonable. Hmm. I know you're going to go, oh my gosh, that's crazy. But when I talk about exercise and training, you know, it can be a walk with, you know, a walk with your dog on one day, high intensity training program one day. It can be a weight training session one day. It can be an a flexibility or a mobility training, when I say that, a stretching, you know, series or a yoga class or a Pilates class, all of those things factor in. And I would focus more on the flexibility and mobility training, which is stretching, which is making sure that those joints are mobile and flexible. And I would also then focus on endurance training, which is lifting light weights, but in sets of 15 to 25 repetitions, so that this is keeping your muscles strong without bulking anything up. And then adding some cardiovascular training, which is jumping rope or cycling. And work within your limitations. We all have them. Don't do anything that hurts. And again, work on, you know, the mobility training, the endurance training, maybe some cardiovascular training, jogging for, you know, 20 seconds, walking for 20 seconds, and do things safely. You know, work, check with your doctor, don't overdo it. Give yourself, again, more recovery time. Your body is an amazing machine. It's capable of amazing things. It may take you a bit longer to get in shape if you haven't done it, but you can get there.
That is great motivation. Elisa Hillary, that is just such a helpful rundown of timing and various physical fitness levels and what we
sure.
need to do in terms of strength training. I know you're really busy. I just have one final question for you, and it has to do with the type of instructor that we might look for. So at age 55, what type of instructor should we seek out? Should it be somebody who has a specific credential in aging? Should we look for somebody who's younger?
Sure. Find somebody that has a exercise science degree or certification, and they're called one of the specific certifications is something called the American Council of Exercise, an ACE, mm-hmm, A-C-E, mm-hmm. or a NASM, which is a national accreditation. It's NASM. So those two, if you can find somebody that has that specifically, then on top of that has a college degree from in exercise science, somebody that has worked or done physical therapy as a background, kinesiology. Secondly, I say patience. Finding a good person that has a good pace, that is really patient. You know, I know that sometimes we don't want to hear things, and we struggle with, you know, motivation. Somebody that can be patient with you. A lot of trainers, group exercise folks, are vain people. They like to make sure that they are taken care of. So if you find that your workouts are becoming more of their workouts, that is not the instructor for you. You want to find somebody that is willing to make sure that you are taken care of and your interests and desires are met, not theirs. Okay?
Okay. Elisa Hillary, thank you so much for joining us today. Just, again, great advice, great motivation. Thank you so much
great.
For your time. Yeah, well, good. Well, thanks so much, Elisa Hillary.
Thank you all.
My thanks to Elisa Hillary. And to learn more about her and the recent cardiovascular article and research paper, please check out the website. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. And thanks again to Genealogy Bank for all the additional support. For great genealogy resources, newspaper family history, and family search data, check out genealogybank.com/NOBS to support the show. Join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.